हरे रामा हरे रामा रामा हरे हरे।
Welcome to the Scotty Inspiration. Today, while circumambulating the mountain Giriraj, I had one of the most impactful meetings since long. I saw a devotee on a bench in cross-legged fashion, holding a tambourine and singing in the blazing sun with so much bhava or devotional emotions that I just had to stop. There was a shade-giving tree nearby and another person who listened to him, and I quickly joined him and we listened, totally entranced, you could say, or captured or enchanted by his devotional outpourings. At first, I thought he was blind because his eyes were shut. But then when he had come to the end after some time, he opened his eyes and he saw me. And I quickly approached him. I said, "I so much appreciated your kirtan. What is your secret?" He was very shy and did not want to answer. So one of the devotees who was with me showed him a video of myself leading a kirtan before thousands of people. I don't know where it was, but it was a quite impressive crowd. He listened and looked at it with genuine appreciation. And then he very humbly said, "You have such a big audience and do such a great service. I just have Giriraj as an audience, and these bushes and creepers and latas and sometimes a cow." I said, "Yes, I have a great audience and sometimes a great ego also." And then we started to talk about what eats up the fruit of glorification of Krishna, of kirtan. And he said very nicely, "Yes, if we identify with the results of kirtan, meaning the number of people, the number of likes, the number of newspaper articles, etc., we are harboring pratishtha, and this pratishtha, that is pride of one's achievements, eats the entire fruit of our singing, that is love for Krishna." Wow! We discussed around the subject matter, and when I left, I felt I had met the best kirtan leader. What can we learn? Well, when we sit in kirtan, we can shut out all the other lamps to that light our path into the world. Our fame, our money, our what else, our material attachments, material desires, material plans, aspirations, inclinations, etc. And make this a time with Krishna. Yes, we may be surrounded by many other kirtan singers, but this is not about relating to all of them in the first place. It is about relating to Krishna, spending that time with Krishna, spending quality time with Krishna. One good practice that I always like to do is I imagine myself sitting before Krishna. It could be an altar, in a temple. It could be the spiritual world, as I have heard about it. And then I sing for him and for Srimati Radharani alone. And by spending this time alone with Krishna in that consciousness, I'm now with them. Oh, so much benefit comes. So much good feelings that melt the heart so that the real desires, the real inclinations, the real plans start to manifest automatically. All the best and good kirtans. See you next Kartik Inspiration.